Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Named to Talkers Magazine's Heavy 100 for the second year in a row.
We tell you over and over again that you're wonderful, and you just don't get it. What's wrong with you?
Congratulations, Jim Blasingame, our small business advocate.
We're back. It's 34 after the hour. Thanks for hanging around with me. My website is www.jbsba.com. When you get there, don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter. It comes every week by email on Sunday, and I think you'll like it. We send it on Sunday, so it kind of gets you cranked up for the week ahead. And don't forget all the other things you can do there at my website, too, like listen to over 2,000 archives and read hundreds of articles. There's a little button there that'll take you to a motivational minute that changes every day, something different to motivate you every day. And don't forget the Brain Trust members that we have, including a new Brain Trust member I want to introduce you to right now. John Livesay is the West Coast ad director for W Magazine. He knows a little bit about selling. He's been doing it for over 20 years, and he's the author of a new book that I'm pretty excited about that I think you're going to like, too. It's called The Most Powerful Selling Secrets, Soar Your Way to Success with Integrity, Passion, and Joy by John Livesay. I should say the seven most powerful selling secrets. That little seven is kind of in the background there. I missed that one first, but let's get him on the show here. John Livesay, welcome to the show.
Thanks, Jim. It's great to be here.
It's good to have you here, and congratulations on your book.
Thanks. It was a dream of mine to write it. It took me 3 years, but like anything, if you can visualize it and perceive it as something that you can actually have and deserve, your dreams can come true.
Well, congratulations, and I am excited about it because I like talking about selling on the show because somebody told me this a long time ago. When I first started in business, it's proven to be true every day that I've been in the marketplace since then, and that's that nothing happens till somebody sells something.
Exactly. The other thing, Jim, is we all have to sell ourselves all the time, even if that's not our job title.
That's right.
We have to sell ourselves to get hired, to get promoted, to get our ideas implemented, and how we feel about ourselves when we're selling directly impacts the results we get.
Absolutely. John, introduce us to your philosophy of selling a little bit for a minute or so, and then I want to ask you some questions of some things that you've said in your book.
Sure. I think the key thing to think about with selling is that those thoughts of how you feel about yourself and how you feel about the client, and if you feel that sales is something that provides a unique and valuable service to people and that it can be a creative expression of your individuality, if you have all those mindsets aligned that what you're doing has value and the customers want to buy from you in particular, you're going to enjoy the process and people are going to be attracted to buying from you specifically.
So you're saying that regardless of what you're selling, you know, obviously that's what they're going to be buying and you're going to deliver, but you're saying that the selling process is a lot more than what's in your kit bag.
Exactly, Jim. It's, you know, the tools of passion, integrity, and joy are with you regardless of what you're selling. And if you believe in what you're selling and have the passion for it and the integrity that it's going to, you're going to deliver what you say you're going to, then you're going to be successful no matter what you're doing.
So trust is a big deal in selling, isn't it?
It certainly is, and I think one of the key things is you as a salesperson have to trust yourself to come from integrity. And when you do that, people are then going to trust you. It's like cookies. You can't give one out unless you already have it. And you're not going to get people to trust you unless you trust yourself first.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and that's one of the things you talk about in your book. You talk about some of the self-doubting that you have. And those are some things that we're going to get into. If not today, in future shows that you're going to do with us, what I'd like to do now, John, is talk a little bit about the secrets, what you call the seven most powerful selling secrets. Let's talk about secret number one, and I'm going to read it, and you can tell us a little bit about it.
Sure.
Secret number one, your thoughts create your reality. That's your first chapter, isn't it, about creating your own reality?
It certainly is, because without that as your core basis of how to change your experience if you're not happy with it, you're not going to get the results you want.
All right. Everybody might not really be able to understand. I mean, I can see how some people might say, okay, my thoughts create my own reality. How do I, you know, put a handle on that, something
sure.
I can walk away with it?
Let me break it down for you and then give you an example.
Give us one quick one because we got to go to a break in a second.
Okay. Let's say you think you're an honest person. You believe it because you think that about yourself. Then you do the honest thing, and that becomes your action. And you do it enough, it's your habit. And then finally it becomes part of your character. And then that's your reality, and you lose your wallet, and people turn it in because how you treat the world is how the world treats you.
We're going to come back in just a minute and get John Livesay to... Well, I want to dwell on what he was just saying in just a minute. We're going to talk about that secret, the first secret. Your thoughts create your reality a little bit more right after these messages. 20 till, actually. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Go get yourself some cheap sunglasses.
We're back at 17 till. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. Thanks very much for hanging around with me. And John Livesay is our guest, ladies and gentlemen. He's our new friend. He's the author of The 7 Most Powerful Selling Secrets. Soar Your Way to Success with Integrity, Passion, and Joy. And John, tell us where your book's available, please.
My book is available on my website, johnlivesay.com. It's also, you can get it on Amazon or any bookstore can order it for you if they don't currently have it. Just ask for the 7 most powerful selling secrets.
And let me spell John's last name for you, ladies and gentlemen. Livesay. Livesay, if you're typing that into any of the online bookstores or if you're asking for him at your local store. John, let's get back into secret number one. Your thoughts create your reality. You had just given us an example. I want to read down through this, folks, I want you to listen to these words. This is very powerful. If you're wondering why you're being successful or if you're wondering why you're not being successful, you might find it in some of these words. John says, secret number one, your thoughts create your reality. Here's how it works. One, your thoughts create your beliefs. Your beliefs create your actions. Your actions become your habits. Your habits become your character. Your character becomes your reality. That's an outstanding way to think about it. John, thank you for making this available to us. And I want you to give us, you ran through those steps a few minutes ago in an example that you gave us. I'd like for you to do that again, to give us some other examples of how this works.
Sure. The concept is, so many people think I have to be perfect all the time. And what I'm here to tell people is you don't have to be perfect all the time to be successful. And if you just get your thoughts thinking the way you want your reality to be 51% of the time, and then you can increase it to 60 and 70% because our experience is the sum total of all of our thoughts. You remember that, you're going to start soaring your way to a greater way of success. Let's say if you have the thought, this buyer hates all salespeople. And then you keep thinking that long enough, you're going to think that all buyers hate
right.
that. And then that'll become your reality, and you'll just have a whole defensiveness when you go on a sales call. But if you shift that to, I always respect the buyer, and the buyer respects me, then you have that kind of mindset, and you think that enough about yourself, you believe that, and then you take actions of respecting people, and they're going to respect you back. And I think this concept of your habits becoming your character is really worth looking at, because your character is what you do when no one's looking.
Mm-hmm.
If you have the chance to steal something but you don't, then you have the character of being honest. And the same thing is true about being kind. If you're kind to you, the way you talk about to yourself first, then you're going to be kind to the way you talk to the people you work with and that you call on.
Well, another
acronym, ABK, always be kind, as opposed to always be closing.
Mm-hmm. Another thing, you were talking about the difficult people to deal with, and just from a practical approach, you know, I remember thinking about when I was a young pup selling many, many years ago, thinking about these difficult people, and I approached that, the reality that I tried to find there was, number one, I said, you know what? I can't do business. I can't be successful if I only do business with people that I like. Mm-hmm. So I better learn how to do business with people I don't like.
Mm-hmm.
And that was one reality. The other reality was I'm going to make it a project because I'm going to make these people a project. Because mm-hmm. if I can get their business, a lot of other people will stay away from them. Exactly. And they'll do a lot of business with me.
Right.
And so I actually would take these people on as a project. And I would be, however they were to me, I would be the opposite to them.
Mm.
And I wound up selling a lot of pretty grumpy people.
Well, it sounds like, Jim, you were being successful by not taking rejection or anything negative that they might say personally.
Yeah. Yeah.
And that's really one of the secrets in action of the seven most powerful selling secrets is you cannot take rejection personally because who you are is bigger than what you're doing. And when you remember that, it's very easy not to take it personally.
How do you – another thing is sometimes I thought that part of the reason they were the way they were may have been because of the way I was. And how would you and I felt that was true, and I know that it was true a few times, mm-hmm. where I didn't come across properly. I didn't do a good job. And so it hit them wrong, and it was my fault. But how do we make sure that we check our position and self-analyze ourselves a little bit without beating ourselves up?
Well, Jim, the key is exactly what you just said. If you're beating yourself up, that's a no-win situation for anyone. What I found is that when you prepare and research what the company's about, and people are much more interested in you showing them that you care about them than what you know about your product, that's the key to getting rapport and respect from the buyer, is that you're really there to make them look good to their boss or their stockholders and create that co-pilot feeling. Then things are going to take off.
Yeah, that's well said. I want to read this again, John, with your permission. Folks,
sure.
this is just really powerful. I want you to listen to this as we go to the break. This is from John Livesay's book, The Seven Most Powerful Selling Secrets. And it's your thoughts create your reality. And here's how it works. Your thoughts create your beliefs. Your beliefs create your actions. Your actions become your habits. Your habits become your character. Your character becomes your reality. Think about that. Put that in your pipe and smoke it while we're off the air for a couple of minutes. We're going to be right back with our new friend, John Livesay, the author of the seven most powerful selling secrets. Stay with us.
Deep down in Louisiana, close to New Orleans, way back up in the woods among the evergreens, there stood a log cabin made of earth and wood, where lived a country boy named Johnny B. Good, who never ever learned to read or write.
Back at 7 till. I'm Jim Blassingame, the small business advocate. We're visiting with our new friend, John Livesay, the author of The Seven Most Powerful Selling Secrets. And, John, your website is johnlivesay.com?
That's right, Jim.
Livesay. John, let's move over and talk about another part of your book where you talk about what you call the four sales states of mind. Tell us what those are.
Sure. Well, the first one is you're not selling. This is like an airplane being grounded. It's basically nothing's happening. You call in sick. I'm sure nobody who's listening does that. Then the second one is just selling. It's like the plane being on autopilot. You're basically sleepwalking your way through everything, and that's never going to work. And then the third element is you're selling, but without really an integrity compass. You have some effort here, but you kind of give up if you get an objection. And then the level that we really want to go to, the fourth one, is soaring above the radar. This is where you and the buyer are co-pilots, and you think outside of the box, and you think of yourself as your own brand, and you go to work for another brand. And that's where you and the co-pilot, this buyer and the seller, are really expressing yourselves and coming up with creative ideas, and that's where you're taking level things to a new level, and it's a great place to be, and it's actually fun.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'll tell you, I have been selling for companies over the years when it was a lot of fun. And then I've also had situations where it wasn't any fun. And I tried to run away from those as much as I get away from those as much as I can. But also, it's important to find out why it's not fun. That's the reality that you talk about. It might have been because I was making it not fun. It might not have been somebody else's fault.
When we take responsibility for our feelings and our actions, then we're always going to be the ones to be able to change it. And one of the key ways to do that is to look inside and think, am I thinking thoughts that this is fun, I'm enjoying this, I'm passionate 51% of the time or more? And if not, if you just start there and shift that, you're going to start having the fun come back.
One of the things that I learned from M. Scott Peck's book, The Road Less Traveled, he talks about the two kinds of people, basically, in the world, the neurotics and the character disordered. He says the neurotics take responsibility for what's wrong. You know, they assume, first off, that, you know, maybe something I did something wrong. They look inside themselves.
Mm-hmm.
And he said the character disordered people assume that it's somebody else's fault. And he says in psychotherapy, you can help a neurotic, but you can't help a character disordered person. If you're always looking to blame somebody else, you're a lost cause until you can fix that.
Right. Well, in the 7 Most Powerful Selling Secrets, I use that very example. I talk about people having a thought of this territory has no potential.
Mm-hmm.
And if you have that mindset, then that's going to be your reality. Just because no one else has ever been able to make a particular territory successful doesn't mean that you can't, because you bring your own unique skills and personality and creativity to a situation, and people can decide to buy from you where they've never bought from someone else if you come up with something that's unique to yourself and you believe you can do it.
Give us some other ideas about how we can soar above the radar. That's the fourth level, soaring
right
above the radar. How do we do that?
I think it's really that concept of taking your personal passion. Here's an example. Jaguar is an advertiser in W Magazine, and they're my client. And I read that they pay a lot of money with product placement to have the Jaguar in the new movie Catwoman. And then I happened to be watching Entertainment Tonight and saw that Halle Berry arrived at the premiere on the red carpet in a black Jaguar, and
right,
they announced that. So I called them the next day and said, congratulations on that fantastic marketing. I know how much work went into getting that 10 seconds. And they said, wow, thank you. You've made our day. And they said, we really appreciate you noticing that. And they said, so what do you need? And I said, I'm just calling to congratulate you. I'm not calling to sell you anything today. See, they already advertised with me.
Mm-hmm.
I am now soaring above the radar with me. I've set myself up apart from all the other salespeople they buy ad space from, because I took the time to call them just to say congratulations on that marketing boy.
Mm-hmm.
That's an example of soaring above the
radar. That's a great example, and it's a way I call. Lately I've been calling that paying forward.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's kind of like that movie Paying Forward.
Yes.
You know, it's a way of building some goodwill long before you need it.
Yes. You know, the small acts of kindness may not generate huge headlines, but they do make a difference in everyone's life.
Isn't it amazing how people, when you do things like that, how people respond? It's a great thing, and I wish more people would do it. And John, it sounds like you do too. John, we're looking forward to having you back on the show. Good job today.
Thanks, Jim. It'll be a pleasure to talk with you and your audience again.
We'll get you back again real soon. John Livesay, ladies and gentlemen, the author of The 7 Most Powerful Selling Secrets, wherever books are sold, and also at his website, johnlivesay.com. Got to go for this hour. Before I do, I want to thank my heroes, small business owners, and remember today, be guilty of committing a random act of kindness. This is Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and this program is for you. I'll see you later.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.